Hello, friends, family, loved ones, anyone who could be listening to this. Welcome back to episode 2, which again is such a weird thing to say. It took me like hours and hours to even get episode 1, which was just an introduction. So we'll see how this one goes. But I am so happy if you are deciding to listen again. Thank you, and I am just so glad that something pulled you towards this, and I am believing that this will bless you in unimaginable ways. If this is your first time listening, I say a lot, but this podcast is called Wild Revival, and I'd like to kind of explain why. Gosh, I wish I could stop saying but it's just a part of who I am at this point. So, yeah, Wild Revival is something that has been on my heart for a while. I first was thinking that maybe it was going to be a YouTube channel or another blog. I do have a blog. Hasn't been written on in a while. It's fine. I start things and don't finish them, but this is something that I did not want to start until I knew I could see it through, and so that is why it is coming at such a time as this. Anyways, Wild Revival, basically my intentions with this are to not necessarily call people out, but kind of just reiterate who we are as followers of Christ, and what that means for us, and Wild Revival is something that the Lord has put on my heart for a while now, and He's made me very passionate about seeing revival and wanting revival to break out in different areas of life. But there's something about it being wild, and God is wild, and that's something that kind of took me a while to learn. Once you hear Reckless Love 100 times and then you sing it 100 times, it kind of gets through to you. But God is wild. He doesn't do what we expect Him to do, but He never disappoints. And just the whole idea of Him being a wild God is just so fun. And I don't know about you guys, but I didn't like... and maybe one day I'll share my testimony, but I didn't like serving a God that I thought was just kind of sitting up there telling me what I was doing right and wrong. I didn't like serving a God of religion, but this wild God that I'm serving, the real Jesus and the living Holy Spirit, that is wild, y'all. So coming up with the name for this was a fairly easy thing. Just two things that I really feel like represent me and my walk with the Lord, just kind of in a nutshell. So here is Wild Revival. And today, I say today like I didn't just put the first episode up like 5 minutes ago. It's the same day, guys. I'm really bored, okay? I'm on a staycation, but like I don't know how to relax. So I'm like, hey, may as well start a new podcast, right? But anyways, what I want to talk about today is the freedom of the Lord. And again, one day I'll share my testimony when I'm ready to sit down for 4 hours and pack through all that. But that is just something that the Lord has really shown me, especially over the last couple of months, is the kind of freedom that comes with following Him, and especially freedom in living in the Holy Spirit. And it's funny because the closing song for this podcast, and I'm a worshiper. All I do is listen to music, and all I do is worship the Lord. And so I really wanted there to be a song that represented what I was trying to get across. And the song Not Ashamed is just so perfect for what I want people to understand about following the Lord. And the lyrics just really just hit home for me. And I hope that in hearing that ending song, that it really speaks to someone and that they can understand the freedom that comes with it. And if you don't listen to Lindy, I mean, who doesn't love her, right? So, anyways, Not Ashamed is just a song that really represents this podcast and what I want it to do for people. And so, when thinking about what I wanted to discuss for this first episode, the only thing that I could really think of was either joy or freedom. And then I kind of realized that they're one and the same. You can't have freedom without joy, and you can't help but have joy if you're free. And I hope that that makes sense. I really hope that makes sense, but yeah, basically I was just reading through and I love my physical Bible, don't get me wrong, but I love when I have something specific on my heart and I can go to the Bible app and look up that specific phrase or word and it brings up every point in the Bible that talks about that. And that's probably like not how you're supposed to read the Bible, but I dropped out of Bible college, so sorry guys. Doing the best I can. But I read a couple things that seriously stood out and just I mean, they just hit home for me. The freedom that we have when we decide to follow the Lord is just, I don't know, it's just so unexplainable. And so one of the verses that really stuck out to me when I was looking into freedom in the Bible was 2 Corinthians 3. And it says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." And I've heard that verse before, and I've heard that phrase before. And I know that every time, you know, we have an altar call or we have prayer, that's something that gets talked about a lot. But I feel like it's very easy to overlook the freedom that the Lord brings because a lot of people are still looking at a relationship with God as religion. And I know I did for a long time. And it's funny because I was always a Christian, but it's just now starting to really become a relationship for me. And my pastor put it so beautifully on Easter. I believe she basically was saying, you know, if you don't have joy and if you don't have freedom and you don't walk in victory, then you're serving a dead Jesus. And Jesus is alive and he lives in each one of us. And, you know, that's why he sent his Holy Spirit. And I could get into all that, but I won't. But my point is that you're serving a living God. And if you're not serving God, then I pray that this freedom that I'm talking about, I'm believing that it will reach someone's heart, and I know that everyone needs this freedom, and I feel like it's been made to seem so unattainable, and again, that comes from religion and rules and restrictions, and that's how I was for a very long time. I did not understand that there was freedom in the Lord. I thought I had to always be on my game and doing this and doing this. And I could not meet those expectations that I put on myself. And so I just gave up and I began to live in the world and slipped away from the Lord completely. But once I came back to Him, I'm just so thankful that I came back to Him in a different way. And it wasn't based on religion this time. It was based on a pure relationship and a need for freedom and a need for healing. And once you ask the Lord for that, it just comes in like a flood. And so, yeah, it's really attainable. I promise. It's really not hard, because I always tell people, if it was hard to be a Christ follower, then I wouldn't do it. And if you had to meet expectations, then I would not meet the standard. I have a past. I have a testimony. I mean, everyone has a testimony, but I feel like I have a testimony, you know? Yeah, like I said, I dropped out of Bible college. It's fine. But another thing that really stuck out to me when looking into this was Galatians 5:13. And it says, "For you were called to be free, brothers and sisters. Only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love." And that, it makes me just want to cry reading it. Because the Lord loves us so much that he gives us this freedom. And he's so kind. And I love that it says specifically, do not use it as an opportunity for your flesh. Because that's who we are. We're human and we make mistakes. But he reminds us that we're given freedom to love one another. We're given freedom to share the gospel with one another. And that is love. You can love people in different ways, but true love is leading someone to Christ and sharing the gospel with them. And that is what I want to get across in this podcast. You have this freedom. You have this healing. You have this power inside of you when you are following Christ. But that freedom is only freedom if you're using it for his will and you're using it to lead people to him. And that's something that the Lord has had to teach me too, because sometimes we can get selfish, and that's where our flesh comes in. We can get selfish. We want to keep it all to ourselves. We're like, yeah, we're free. We're going to heaven. We're serving the Lord. We're singing on Sundays. We're doing the whole jam. But that's selfish. If you do not share that freedom with others, you are living by your flesh. The whole point of freedom is to lead others to Christ and to share the gospel. And so I just want to encourage anyone right now, if you're struggling with sharing that freedom with others, just start with little things. I mean, for me, and it's going to sound so silly, but I promise, like, y'all, I'm just going to keep it real. For me, the first steps in sharing that my life had been changed by Jesus was to really just cleanse like my Instagram and my social media, unfollow certain people, I don't want to say cut off relationships with certain people, but if they're toxic for you and going to be detrimental for your walk with the Lord, then I encourage you to cut them off until you're spiritually strong enough to connect with them again. And so I had to do those things, and that was the first step, because people started to notice. They're like, hey, you and so-and-so aren't talking anymore. And then you could explain, like, oh, well, I've had this shift, and I'm following the Lord now, and I feel like that lifestyle is not for me anymore. And so it's just little things like that. And slowly, once I started to let the Lord take control over every area of my life, he started to cleanse literally everything. And there was freedom in that. I mean, God is just so good. He just wants us to have freedom. And like I said before, where there's freedom, there is joy. If you're being held down by something, you need to get free, because that thing that's holding you down is stealing your joy. And that is not what the Lord has for you. And so I'm going to get off on little tangents here and there, but I'm just really passionate about this. And I just love my Jesus. I hope that that encourages you all. And, you know, if you have any questions or if you need some help, you know, living in freedom and pretty much just unleashing that freedom and walking it out, I would love to help. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, if it's mean, I probably won't read it because ignorance is bliss. I'm just kidding, it's not. But in that case, it might be. But anyways, I hope that this encourages someone, and I look forward to making another podcast and maybe not rambling so much. But I hope y'all have a blessed day and be joyful.